Okay, so we're doing a question about a guy, a Jew who's a Meshumad. He's allowed to do, whether he's allowed to bring a carbon. So let's look at the Rambam. So, before, let's start with the Rambam. So it says, Telcha Dalad, Gimel Dalad, Ma'asek Amanos. Okay, so it says, Yisrael Shehu Meshumad, Avod Zara. Okay, the right gear norm is Meshumad. Yeah, we're just mentioning a point that Yehuda, but it seems like, I'm pretty sure this is true, is that the Rambam, the term, so sometimes the term Mumar appears. For instance, in the old Rambams, in the Defus, it has a Mumar. Okay, and in the Gemaras, you see the word Mumar all the time. But I think the correct gear in the Rambam, from my experience, is it's always Meshumad. If you look and ever see a Mumar appearing, I think the Rambam always says Meshumad. You know what you could do? You could search the thing.
Chomomar.
Yeah, search Chomomar. See if it comes up with anything. So I think that the term means. Now, Matt, you're on there, right? Maybe you could help us with some of the grammar. But in a second. But I think the term is Shumad means someone who has destroyed themselves. Who became destroyed. Destroyed himself. Either term refers to someone who gave up the Torah. Okay. He's giving up the Torah, giving up the mitzvah and the Torah, nothing?
There's nothing.
No word?
No.
Okay, Mumar doesn't appear in the Rambam.
No, it autocorrects it to either Torah or Chomer.
Fine, no more. Okay, fine. No. But look at Meshumad, you'll see it's probably
there. Yeah.
So they're both referring to someone who's given up the Torah or given up the mitzvah.
Has a lot.
Okay, so Meshumad means someone who's destroyed himself. Right, Matt. Okay, so Meshumad comes from destroy. Someone who's destroyed himself. Mumar means someone exchange. It's like, well, you like Tamura. Tamura is to exchange. You exchange one animal for another animal of carbon. You're not allowed to do that. So Tamura is to exchange. So the term is referring. So there are two ways to refer to somebody. Let's say who's given up the Torah, can exchange for Christianity or something to that effect, or it's for some other religion. So you could call him a Meshumad, which is the term the Rambam has every single time, in the real version of the Rambam, which means he has destroyed himself. Because he's destroyed himself. He gave up the Torah. But, or you could, politically, if you're talking politically and you don't want to say, tell the Christians that you're calling somebody who's become a Christian that they're someone who's destroyed himself, you say someone who's exchanged the Torah for a different religion. So it's a reference to the guy who's exchanged the Torah, but philosophically speaking, it's not really correct to say he's exchanged, but that's not an exchange. He's just destroyed himself. He's basically giving up the Torah and destroying himself. What he happened to pick up, it's not an exchange. There's no, you can't call it an exchange. So that's why I think the Giras in the Ram is always Mishumud. And I forgot if I had some proof for this or it was just a conjecture, but that whenever the Gemara has a Mumar, really it's supposed to be Mishumud. It's just that the Gemaras were censored. And I had some proofs. The Gemaras were censored. Like the Gemaras about Jesus, which are censored out. You know, I didn't really look into it in a scholarly type of way about the old manuscripts or whatever, but I think maybe it was some Gemara I had said something Meshumad or some, it's some proofs that there was a censorship which went on there. And at least in the Rambam, there's definitely a censorship, because all our Rambams, the standard Rambam says Mumar. But the Rambams, our right Gersos always have Meshumad. If you look in the Frankel and the Kafach and the Mechal Mamre, they always say Meshumad. And the search online for the word Mumar didn't appear once in the whole Rambam. As here in the Shas I have, I don't know what these are called.
Regular
Shas. Whatever, the one that's most Sefrashi. So the first time it appears in Chulin Gimel Aleph is a Fiz Shal Mumar has a star, Besvar Machir and Meshumad, Vechein Lahalan. So it means another book, so it says Meshumad and all the future ones. Is that what they have there?
Where is it?
Gimel and Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Two lines from the bottom. Three lines from the bottom.
And Meshumad means destroyed.
Yeah, destroyed himself. Hmm. Someone who's destroyed himself by going to a different religion. Mumar means someone who's exchanged. But it's not really an exchange. You know, so I'm saying is the right Girsa is Meshumad. That's philosophically correct. But politically correct is Mumar. It's exchanged. Does it say you know anything?
Nope.
Has left.
Guess it was a
hunter. Yeah.
Really the best.
Okay. So that's what it says. Besvar Machirim. So I think that was my svara. That's why there's svar Machirim. Like the different girsos. There are different manuscripts, and the ones that were censored was changed to Mumar. Okay.
Detective work.
Yeah. Okay, so that being said, so we're talking right here, there's the Shoshu Meshuma Lavod Zara. So if a Jew who's Meshuma to Avod Zara, he destroyed himself by going to Avod Zara, or he violates Shabbos openly in public, you can't accept any carbon from him. Afilu ha'ola So even an ola which you accept from a guy, right, you don't accept it from him, right? So it says, you don't accept it from this Meshumar. So go, you don't accept it. You go, you would accept it in Ola, but not from this guy. Shneamar, Adon ki yakrif mikam. If a person brings from amongst you, Mipiyashmo lamdu mikam, from you, mikam, from you, below kulcham, and not all of you. Can all bring the carbon from all from the group? Someone from the group brings the carbon, but not the entire group is fit to bring the carbon. Lahutzi es hameshumar. It's excluding a meshumar. Avom im hayim meshumar to shara averos. But if he's a meshumar to other averos, right? He decides that you know he's flagrant with other averos. Let's say he doesn't eat kosher or something. Mekabel menu kol carbonos. They accept all carbonos. Kadesh Yachzor B'tshuva. In order to that, he'll repent.
In order.
Funny Rambam, right? But no, in order that he'll repent. Does someone want to formulate a question on that, Rambam? Okay, so good. So one question I asked is, why don't we let the regular Avodah Zarah or Machal Shabbos if I have to do bring a carbon in order that he'll repent? Okay, good. That's one question. What's the difference, right? But you kind of could say, yeah, he's worse off, we lost him. You could say something like that. What else? I think there's a harder question.
So would it have been usher if not for the opportunity to do tshuva?
Right, exactly. In other words, there's a halacha of an exclusion of a mumar, because it says mikam, from amongst you. And that excludes a mumar. Now the question is, does that exclusion extend to a guy who's a mumar for one thing, you know, for other mitzvahs? Or does it not? If it applies to him, so then you can't bring your own. Who cares? You want to do tshuva. It's very nice. But it doesn't work. You can't bring it. And if you say it doesn't extend to him, so then you don't have to tell me so that he'll do tshuva. Right, so that he'll do tshuva almost sounds like, look, it's not allowed, but after all, we don't want him to do tshuva, so we'll have to bend the rules a little bit. Sounds that way, right? Otherwise, well, what kind of halakhic explanation is that in order that he'll do tshuva? Okay, now let's read a little further. It says, Haya Meshuma Lavera, whom a foursome of Yadu La Sosa, if he's a well known that he does a certain Avera, but Horgalba, and he's accustomed to it, Bain Lahakas Bain Latevon, even a carbon of carbon also Avera. You can't accept the carbon for that Avera. Kaitzad Gosha Rogel Echel Chela, Bain Lahakas Bain Latevon, Vashag Gacha Chela, Heavy Chat, the same carbon also Avera. So he's accustomed to eating Chela of Bemezer. And now, by accident, he eats chaylev, so you don't bring carbon from him. You can't accept the carbon from him. Right, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I didn't really look into that one, but it's not really like a shogi. Technically, it was shogi, but the guy basically doesn't hold by the mitzvah. So he's like a mazid. I mean, intrinsically, he's really like a mazid vis-a-vis that thing. It just happens to be, at this given moment, he was a shogi, but the guy doesn't even hold by the mitzvah. So that's not you don't bring carbon for that. But if you keep the mitzvah, you just don't keep other mitzvahs, but that mitzvah you keep. So then you're shogeg. You could say you're shogeg vis-a-vis mitzvah. You know, maybe we could define it, but that's, you know, there's sense to that. Okay. So, let's look at the Gemara for this thing, okay? So I think the most interesting thing to me is that Kadesh Yachzor B'tshuva. Right? I mean, that's somewhat striking. So, it turns out it's a Gemara. The Ram didn't make it up. Okay? Because that's, you know, the Ram doesn't make up things like that. So, there's this Gemara, and I think a Tosos explains it a little bit. Okay, so the Gemara, there's two places of the Gemara, but let's do on Haman Alf. It says, Mitzvah. Okay, it's the second wide line. and hand it off in Chulin. That is Chulin. Sugyas about mumars, by the way, are all in Chulin. Okay, sugyas about what type, different types of mumars a guy violates. One mitzvah, a guy violates all the mitzvahs. A guy does it for the zara. A guy does it for pleasure. A guy does it for to make God angry. Or to, there's all kinds of different things, but. But it turns out that a lot of the Gemara is going to Chulin. Just, you know, for your knowledge. Comes up by Shechita, who is Shechita is good. But then it ends up branching out to all the Sugyas. Very interesting pack of Chulin. Arachazaka stuff, and you know, stuff, Rove. Very general types of stuff. Okay. So, it says, Mesve. This is like, I think it's in part of a discussion, if it says if a guy is a mumar for Avodah Zarah, does he have a status of a mumar Chalat Arkula? And a mumar Chalat Arkula has like no halachic value of any mitzvahs. Alright, so the thing is, do you say a mumar of just Avodah Zarah is like the same thing? Okay, so let's see what it says. It says, with me, but I'm not really that interested in the context, more just sort of brings down the spice. Mikem, Vilakulcham. So, Ishkiakir Mikem, person who brings from you, and not all of you. Lahotzias a mumar, to exclude a mumar. Okay, Rashi, mikam, Adam kiyakir mikam carbon. Regabe neder and davaksev. The kiyakir of mashma kishi year to lakrav. So if a person wants to bring a carbon neder and dava, lahotzias a mumar shein mekabel nedvasa. You don't accept that. Okay. So it's kind of an interesting limud. It's not very enlightening. Like, you'd say, why can't you accept the carbon of a mumar? I mean, why not? It's a little like, that's kind of, I mean, I wasn't mentioning this, but the Rambam is implicitly, it's another question the Rambam's implicitly talking to, that why can't you accept his carbon? You accept the carbon from a guy who's an Ovid Zara, but you don't accept it from a mumar? I mean, how's that worse? You'll say you're worried he's not thinking, like, you know, he's saying that maybe he's not thinking the right stuff, maybe he's not thinking about God, but you bring it from a guy, an Ovid Zara. Total guy is an Ovid Zara, you accept his Allah. But a mumar you don't, why is that worse? Is he worse than him? And how so? So you think? So, okay, so what's the disqualification? So it says, Mikam, Vilakulcham, from you, but not all of you. But it's not really explaining what's wrong with the mumar, it's like very generic. There must be someone who is excluding. Well, I guess it's a mumar. Right? It's not like pointing to, you know, it doesn't point to a concept, it would seem. Okay. But so it is. You know. It says, Lotusmo, so the ignorer says, Mikam, Bachem Chilakti, Veloba Umas. Okay. So what does that mean, Rashi? Okay, this is a little bit. This is interesting. It's interesting limud. So this miyot, the miyot of mikam, from you, this exclusion, is the limitation in the parsha which is talking about a Jew. Jews bringing karbanos. Not in the parsha which it says where a goyim could bring karbanos. Dechsev ish ish mi beis yisrael sheyakav karbon lechol nedreyam. Parsha's mumim. So it says ish ish kiyakrav carbon. Okay, so any person who brings a carbon, and that's including even a guy, doesn't say min ish ish or something like that from any person. Then it would be a limitation in saying is that when we include Gayim, we're including some Gayim. But it doesn't. It says it all across the board. Ish, ish, any person. But in the parasha why a Jew bringing a carbon, it says, Adam ish ki yakrav mikam, from amongst you. So it shows you that the limitation, the exclusion of a mumar, or the limitation of who brings a carbon, is a limitation within Klal Yisrael. Within Klal Yisrael, God is mechalek, who could bring a carbon and who can't. But not within the nations. Within the nations, there's no such limitation. Shmamina b'chem chilakti. Shekshir meviim, below Mumrim. Within you, I've differentiated that Ksherim could bring it and not Mumrim. Below Bumos, Shekulan Nisnavdim Mugavlehem. Because all of them could give them Dafa and re-accept it. Okay. Okay. So it's not explaining again why. Right? Why do we accept it from a guy and not from a Jew? Okay. And then it says like this. Further in the Limud, it says Minha Behema. Minha Behema means from animals. He takes a carbon from animals. An animal carbon. But it's a Limud, Lahavi Bide Adam Shadomin La Behema. It includes a person who is like a behema, like an animal. Okay, mikan amru mikalim karbanos miposhe Yisrael. We accept karbanos from sinners, rebellious ones of the Jews. Kadesh yachzur b'hem b'tshuva. Okay, so they'll do tshuva. Chutz min hamumar menasei chasiyayin mechal shavas b'fraisa. Except for a mumar and a guy who pours wal yayin nesach, pours wine libations to idols, and mechal shavas in public. Okay, so what does it mean domim behema? It's interesting, Rashi. It says she'in mekayimin es mitzvos. It says they're similar to an animal in that they don't do mitzvos. Animals don't have mitzvos. Person, a Jew, who throws away the mitzvos is also, it's also like an animal. He's living like an animal. Yeah.
Wait, we accept from someone who lives like an animal?
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't do the big three.
The three. Whatever, these certain things.
Those three. Yeah.
Right. The poshe Yisrael Masha, Masha mezidim him. Pshom elam amradim. V'chinu omar melech malach pasha bi. V'hainim umar. So it says that's basically a guy who's a sinner. The saying is you accept it from you don't accept it. You do accept it from the sinners of Yisrael. So the Gemara answers the question. A gufa kasha. Amar mikam v'lo kolchan lo tiyasam umar. First you said you don't accept it from a umar. V'adur tani mekalbim karbanos mi poshe Yisrael. Then you said you accept it from sinners. Right, so which one is it? Do you accept it from Mumar or from these sinners or not? So it says, Lokasha, Resha, Mumar, Chal, Tarkula. When it says you don't accept it from Mumar, it means that Mumar, Chal, Tarkula. He gives up the whole Torah. Metzias, Mumar, Ladavar, Achad. But then it says we do accept it. It means the guy who rebels against one thing. He says, I'm not doing one thing. So then it says, but we accept it from this guy unless he's a mumar or he pours wine or he's a Shabbos. Violates Shabbos. Hey, the mumar hechidami yomer chol tarkula in the Reish. Talking about the guy who's mechal violates the whole Torah. Then it's the same. They already said that. Even mumar davar echad. If it's a mumar one thing, kashem tziusa. Because the middle case it says that you do accept it from a guy who violates one thing. Elav halchi kamar chutz ben hamumar nasech sayin ulechal Shabbos v'asya. I'm a mumar. What's called my mumar chol tarkula. So it means is a guy who's mumar for the Zara, then it has basically has a status, as if he's a mumar for the whole Torah. Okay, so it turns out we don't accept it from a guy who's basically is a mumar for the Zara. Basically, he just he just does about the Zara, or he's a mechal shavas v'asya, and that's what the Rambam's conclusion is, right? Mechal shavas v'asya is a mumar of the Zara. Okay, that's the guy's conclusion.
Or mishumad, right?
Mishumad mumar. No, I'm using this term as an exception. Okay, but I always mean mishumar. I mean, the term is used mumar, but it seems to me that that's the proper term. Okay. It says, the Gemara Rashi says that the Gemara equates Avodah Zarah with Shabbos. It says because a guy who's Avodah Zarah denies God. He's kofar by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Mechal Shabbos is kofar b'maisav. He's denies the actions of God. Who made sheker? He's made sheker, testifying falsely. Shlo Shabbos Kadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. It's like you could deny God's existence, or you could deny God as a creator, his actions. But either way, he says it's equated at the same time. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we have to explain some stuff here, right? So what's the deal though? That why is it that basically the guy who's a mumar, the one thing, he's just a sinner, then you accept his karbon. So that he'll do tshuva. Right? And that's a limud. So it's a limud really. So So what's Shulam have to do with that? Why do I mean it's a leman? Because men are behemoth. So it includes people who are like behemoth. So it includes a guy who's a sinner who does certain sins, like an animal. But it says we accept his kabbalah in order that he'll do tshuva. But we don't accept that if he's one of these really big sins. Well, Zara Machal Shabbos. But by Yaakov, or God, you do. You do accept it, no matter what. Okay, so what's the system? What's the system? Now, yes. I mean, it's a good point. You know, actually, it's like, it seems like it's calling him an animal, even though he's only memorial for a few things. Right? I mean, you don't say, look, he does a lot of the mitzvahs. I mean, you think he's Domal Behema? Pesha Yisrael? So apparently, insofar as you have areas in which you're violating Torah, so you're like an animal. It's interesting. Yeah. I see here in the Mosef Rashi, it quotes a Rashi in Erevin, it says he's like an animal. It says, Rasha'im, she'asu atzman kebehema. He made himself like an animal. She'ina makara says bora. It doesn't recognize its creator. They call him karbon. So he's saying not because he doesn't have mitzvahs, because he doesn't recognize his creator. Okay, it's similar, but a little different. Here, then Rashi there also says, Kadesh Yatsu Rechuva, it says, the ida chinan lehu biyadayim, if we push them away, l'desula wadri. They're not going to come back. If we push them away, they're not going to come back. So let me read this tosis, interesting tosis here. It's a Kadesh Yachzer Ben Metshuva. So he's dealing with this. And he'll tell me what, I'm not sure if he'll figure out what he means, but let's just say it's like this. A lot of time of the Krakadarsh, he's not being Doresh, the reasoning of the Pasuk. Ella, rather, no Saint Tom Ladavar. He's just giving a reason for the thing. Okay, that sounds like the whole talk, right? And he's explaining, Midarabinan, let me see the test. Lodavar Asa, Demarbinan Mumar Lodavar Echad, because we include Meshumad. Right? The footnote, by the way, puts in Meshumad here in Tosus also, for and V'chein Lahalan. So all the Tosusim, wherever it comes up, also Tosusim also are supposed to say Meshumad. Oh, he says it here on Dalet Amavis also. He has it, apparently he has it on every single page. That's interesting. He has it on every page. Every page once. Wow. So that's
what
he... Yeah, he doesn't want you to miss it on the page. If you basically look on the bottom here...
Right, it says...
And every page he has it.
Wow.
It's far macherim, he says. But, okay, fine. So it says... So again, so it says it's giving it the reason. It's explaining why we accept it from a guy who's a mumar for one thing more than we accept a guy for his mumar the whole Torah. And why we don't use say the pasuk is excluding something else, because all it says is mikam. We don't accept it from someone, right? From the Kali Yisrael, they have to exclude someone. So why is it that we exclude this mumar of Zara if we're accepting? I'm sorry, or why not learn the pasuk of Min HaBehema to teach me something else? Like, why is this? It's explaining why is it legitimate to learn the pasuk that the Behema is saying you can include a guy who's a mumar in one thing, but Min HaBehema, you know, Mikam is excluding a mumar of Avod Zara. What's the really difference between them? The Kamar, the mumar of Rechad, the Kal Yachzar B'Tshuva. But a mumar who's for one thing, he will. It's simple for him. Is Bekal with easiness. He'll return in tshuva. L'kach mekablun mehem kadesh yasru, and therefore we accept it from him in order that he'll do tshuva. But a then the Tosis. But presumably he means, but a guy who's a mumar of zara, it's not so simple. Just accepting his carbon isn't going to do it. It's not so simple. The guy's already he's on a different route. So what's Tosis saying? Lav time of the krakadarsh. He's not being dorish the reason of the pasuk. Rather, he's just giving a reason. Right? Isn't that what does he mean? Isn't that a contradiction? Right? You follow me? So it turns out it is a fact here. Okay, it's a fact. If you're not familiar with this, I don't know if you're gonna be able to answer this. But there's a sugya of whether or not it's a machlokas. I think it's Reb Shimon versus everyone else. I can't remember exactly, but it's a shas machlokas. Is whether you're dorish time of the crop. Means, could you be Doresh, the reason of the Pasuk? Do you have a right to derive or to make derivations from the reasoning of the Pasuk? Which means, like, if I think an example is, Torah says, a king shouldn't take extra wives, and it shouldn't turn his heart. Okay, because they'll turn, right? So it's telling you the reason. So do you, therefore, when the Torah says a reason, do you have a right to say that it's contingent on the reason? And halachically, if you would know that if she's not going to turn your heart, then it would be permitted, or not. So, Rav Shimon, I think, he's Dorish Tanya Dekro. He holds you a right to be Dorish, the reasoning of the pasuk. To be Dorish, because the Torah tells you a reason sometimes. But do you have a right to be Dorish that reason and now to make derivations based upon that reasoning? Or do you say, no, that's maybe that's the reason, but you don't have a right to the reason is the reason. That's all it is. It's a reason, it's a philosophy. But you don't have a right to establish halacha based upon the reason. So it sounds, so Tosis is saying, it sounds like Kadesh Yachzor B'tshuva means that you accept a karbon from a mumar, L'davar Achad, in order that he'll do tshuva. Which would mean, if you're Dorish time of the Kra, what would be the import of that if you were Dorish time of the Kra?
If you knew that he wouldn't return, then you wouldn't accept
it. Right, if you knew that he wouldn't return, so then you wouldn't accept it. Or maybe even the other guy in the Shemot of the Kol Tarkul, if you knew he would return, you would accept it. In other words, that would imply that the whole thing is like a loose kind of a thing. It just means, like, you know, use your judgment, so to speak. Right? And that's the halacha. But that's what he's saying, is that's not the case. He's not being Dorish time of the Kroy. He's not telling you that that's part of the halacha. Rather, he's just no Saint Tom Ladov. He's just giving a reason why the Torah drew these lines. The Torah drew lines objectively. You don't have to look into each case. The lines objectively are Mumachal Zarkula. You don't accept this karbon, and Mumachal Davaracha, for one thing, you do accept this karbon. Why? That's a random, what kind of distinction is that? Why is that an appropriate lima or evil altogether? It sounds like an arbitrary, artificial break. Even though, you know, category, look, they're different categories, but what's the sense? You know, so that's what he's saying, is no, there is a sense. Because the whole idea of the Torah is of carbon is tshuva, and therefore it's saying, is this guy is likely to do tshuva, and the other guy is not likely to do tshuva. So therefore it's a legitimate, there's a sense to it. So, right, it's the sense behind the halacha. The sense behind the halacha. Okay? It's kind of interesting, right? And I mean, we have to explain it maybe a little more, but presumably you could say the Rambam's doing that also. He's not telling you, like, that, of course, this is a gossip, that is mutter. Like we asked on the Rambam, what the Rambam said, it sounds like you're bending the rules. In order, because you wanted the Baal Tshuva. So no, of course you're not bending the rules. The rule is that you accept it from him. But what sense does that make? It's an arbitrary distinction. It's a mumar for one thing, you accept the mumar for the whole thing, you don't know what's the difference. It's a mumar, it's a mumar. It says, no, there is a difference. Because Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva, so therefore that's what the Torah formulated that way.
Versus what?
Versus what the other thing? Oh, what Tos is excluding, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, he's excluding that the halacha would be that really it's like you don't accept the carbon from a mumar unless you think that you'll be able to get into the tshuva.
Oh, I see.
You know, it would be like contingent upon the actual, then you'd have to assess each case and Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva. That's what it sounds like. You know, you accept it from him in order that he'll do tshuva. I know he's not doing tshuva. He's a guy, he's just trying to whatever, to get look like a good in front of everybody, so if he wants people to think he's a nice, good guy and all that, I know he's definitely not doing tshuva. So does that mean we don't accept it? He's saying, no, that's not true. Allah says you accept it. He's a mumar, davar achad. So it's not telling you that that's the tam adavar, it's just the tam. But they set up categories. The category is a mumar, davar achad, versus a mumar, shemach al tarkula. Now, here's an interesting lashon. Interesting lashon, which you can notice. There's an interesting word which appears here a few times. And that is mekablen mimanu. Okay? It says, the Rambam has it, that he shows him a shumad, ain mekablen mimanu karbon kal. We don't accept a karbon from him. Even an ola, which we do accept from a guy, we don't accept from him. Right? There's this idea of mekablen. Right? Right. Goyim ain mekablen mehem el olos bilvad. There's this lashon of mekablen mehem. Right? Who we are mekabel, who are not mekabel from. Kind of interesting, right?
Why?
I don't know. Like, just say a goy is allowed to bring carbon, and she's not allowed to, you know, a goy could bring carbon. Yachol lavi carbon. and a mishuma eniachal avi karbon, you know, or whatever. It just, like, what's the lashon? Like, yeah, I guess they're not going to accept it from him, but the halacha is more that he can't be a vali karbon. So, yeah, if he gets to be regular, we're not going to accept it from him. You know, like, it's just, it's funny, like, the way it's stating the halacha isn't so far as us accepting it from him, as opposed to just saying the halacha straight up. You know?
Yeah, that by goy too, though.
Yeah, by goy too. Yeah, yeah, correct. They buy all these halachos.
Right.
Yeah, correct. So, the question is, so what's our question now? I guess one question is, a strong question is why is it that we accept the carbon from, you know, why don't we accept it from Mumar? What's the idea? Mikem velokocham, what's the svara for that? And what's the svara that we differentiate between Jews and we don't differentiate within Gaia? Right. And then within that, that we do differentiate in Jews, but still a Jew who does one thing, you know, fit the tshuva thing into it. You know, that's another step, is to fit the tshuva thing into it. And bearing in mind that you could, an interesting point is that you're willing to accept a carbon from a guy, even though he's an Orozar. Right? Even though he's an Orozar.
Even though he's what?
An Oved Orozara, an idolater. You don't say, is he bringing it to God? Apparently you don't say that.
It's a question perhaps.
Okay, so maybe like this. See, in theory, look, a guy at Oviedo Zara could bring Garland. So why? So, I mean, I don't know necessarily how the Ram learns this, but he says a guy could bring a share of the Bala Shemayim. Right? Or he says, "Goy is libo l'shamayim." It's used to mean why it's an ola, but there's an idea of libo l'shamayim, which means is that even if he's a goy and he's an idolater can recognize the idea of a bari olam, of a creator, and he's giving the carbon to the. He's coming to the base of mikdash. He's not going carbon. He's not going to his church or to his whatever it is. He's giving to the base of mikdash, and he knows this is the Jewish mikdash, and he's giving it to the God of the Jews, to the bari olam, which is the Shem Hashem, to libo l'shamayim, to the creator of the universe, and he gives it. And we don't have to say, maybe he doesn't mean that or whatever, like he's giving the thing to the Mikdash and we bring the carbon to God. And he's giving it to us, and this is what Mikdash stands for the Bari Olam. This is the Bila Shemayim. And in theory, really, a Mumar also could do that, just because he's thrown away the Torah doesn't mean he can't recognize God. Right? Doesn't mean he can't recognize God, he's just thrown away the Torah and the missiles. Doesn't mean, even if he's a Oroz Zara, it doesn't mean he can't have a recognition of the Bari Olam. Not like a Goyka, who's not a little tzar. He could have a moment of clarity or whatever, and he recognizes the Bari Olam, and he wants to give a carbon to recognize that idea. Now, is he changing his whole life and all that? No, maybe not. But he can bring a carbon. In theory. But, there's a limit which says that he can't. Which says, Ishki Yaakov Mikam, Lo Kolchan. So, it could be, maybe there's an idea. It's like, I don't say it's, I'm not sure this is the way to say it, but there's an idea of like kavod hamikdash. You can't just anyone who wants. It's not a free for all. It's not just a place. Anyone who wants to bring kavod just comes and brings kavod. But there's an idea of mekavod man. We have to accept kavod. We don't just say anyone. The mikdash is a special place. Just like, for instance, you can't just walk into the mikdash. No one could just walk into this. Be a special. Special aura about the mikdash that it's, you know, it can't be tamei. That's a whole the Quran talks about chulstum and tyra. It's a restricted access. So in carbon also, you can't just bring a carbon. You can't just use the base of mikdash just because you just for nothing. That's your reason. You can't say I want to bring carbon lashon. Okay, so you want to, but it's not just the place that anyone who wants to bring carbonos for any purpose whatsoever, you can just bring carbon. And that's the saying is. Mikam. It's restrictive. We don't accept the carbon from anybody. There are. We have our limits. We're not just going to accept the carbon. It's not like we need carbonos. God doesn't need carbonos, and we're not just accepting carbonos from anyone who wishes to offer. We have our standards. Okay, and that's mikam. Essentially, it's an halacha that we have our standards. Okay, we don't just accept the carbon for an all. And it's not essentially halacha ben mumar. The mumar is the guy who fits the bill, who our standard excludes. And that's what the Gemara is showing. What's the sense of the standard being drawn? See, that's what I think is that the deal with Hatosis is that they have to explain to me why are you drawing the line here? Why is that the line? That you accept it from a guy who's a sinner? Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva? You know, except from a sinner, but you don't accept it from a Mumra Chotar Kula. And the answer is Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva. That's the line. There's a sense of that line. Because a guy who's a sinner, so it's not for naught. We're not just not accepting Karbanos just for nothing. The whole idea of the Mikdash is to bring a guy to God and bring a guy to Tshuva. So a guy's a sinner, yes. But the sinner is the Mikdash, on the contrary, is designed to draw a guy to Tshuva, to take a guy who's a sinner, let him come to the Mikdash, let him be moved by the Mikdash. It's a moving experience. The whole the physical side of the Mikdash and the avodah, the Karban and the Kohen, who's in Olam, to teach them ideas about God and about Tshuva. The whole process is a process of Limud and one which brings one to Tshuva. So if a guy is like the Rav says, Bekal, he's Bekal Lashov, he just has to make a move. So the saying is that him, we're not, our standard is not going to exclude him. That would be self-defeating. The idea of Mikdash is that for people to recognize God. And here he's making a move. He's a guy who's has problems, but he's making a move towards God. So we accept him. And that's not like a bazillion of the Mikdash. It's not just treating the Mikdash as a place which is just like a free-for-all. It's not a free-for-all. On the contrary, this is the real key of the Mikdash. Key of the Mikdash is Kedesh Yachzor B'Tshuva. But if you have a guy who is a Mumra Chotar Kula, basically, he's seen Torah. He's seen God. He's rejected the Torah. He's turned away from the Torah. He's Yisrael, and he's turned away, and he's given it all up. So this is a guy who is not bound. It's not assumed that he's going to do tshuva. Like, that's what Tosa says. You don't say he's bekal to do tshuva. So he's bringing a carbon. Why? Because he wants to. He wants to pay off God. He wants to, I don't know, he comes with a lot of motivations. He wants to give a carbon to Hashem. But for what? For what purpose? Just because he wants to? There's no. What's the key of the thing? It's not. We can't pay God. We can't give God something. And this guy is not assumed to do tshuva. So he just not bring kavod because he wants to. So that's the idea. The kavod of mikdash. Any kavod of him. It's not a free for all for any guy who has a random desire, some sort of a random desire to bring kavod to Hashem. The mikdash doesn't tolerate that. We don't accept. We're not just accepting anybody who wants to bring carbon. That would be a design of the Mikdash. It has to be legitimate. So that's why Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva is important, because it's explaining the idea is, the svara is that the Mikdash can't just accept carbonos for on a whim, for nothing. You want to have a whim, you want to bring carbon, we don't accept carbonos. So why? So the guy's Mumar, he's an Avayon. He violates the Torah, so why are we accepting his carbon? Isn't it the same thing? What is he bringing? It's because he wants to? The answer is no, Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva. It means that it's whatever reason, he may not even have the best, whatever his motivation is, but there's a system of Kadesh Yachzor B'Tshuva that's part of the system of Karbanos and the system of Mikdash, so therefore that's not for naught to accept this Karban, and that's really the realization of the Mikdash. So what about a guy? What about a guy who's an Avod Zara? The guy who's a Mumar, for one thing, it's like the guy's in conflict. You see, essentially he keeps the Torah, but he has an issue. And I mean, or he keeps some of the Torah, but he has an issue with other parts of the Torah. So the guy's in conflict. So now he's coming to the Mikdash. So that's the guy. You could bring him over. You could align the personality and bring him back to Tshuva. That's what's with Kal, because it's not a state. It's not that state is not really like a very good resting state. It's a person who's totally conflicted. It's easier to be a mumar, to be a total mumar, to be a guy who's showing tolerances. I mean, the middle state is like a funny state. I mean, that's what somehow it's become like nowadays. I guess it's somewhat popular, like modern orthodoxy has somehow made it like somewhat legitimate to be, you know, to keep half the Torah, whatever. And it's like almost like it's a religion of giving, you know. But in theory, it's a contradiction, and a person is in conflict, and therefore it's bekal to do true. He's coming to the mikdash. So he's a guy who's like omed to go one way or another, and he's coming to the mikdash. So it's like bekal, he's going to do tshuva. But a guy who's a mumar chotar kula, he's an avod zara. That's it. He's not in conflict. The guy basically is lost. He's given up the Torah. He was a Jew. He's given it up. He has nothing. So now, when you nail to say you can take a guy and just totally transform him, just because he comes to the mikdash, that's not an ordinary thing. He's already given up the Torah. Look, it's not saying it's impossible, but it's saying categorically that doesn't happen. It's not the way the guy doesn't work that way. So what's the so what about by a guy? Two possible answers. I think they want to know Yonah saying one of the Yudas saying. But well, the first answer is what Yonah saying is that, and that's kind of leading toward this, is that by a guy, you do have the Shas of a Tshuva. See, it's because look, a guy is he's a guy, he's an Ovid Zara. Now he's making a step towards Torah, towards Mikdash. He's bringing Karbal Hashem. So now there's a good chance the Mikdash will draw the guy in. We'll take him in. So the saying is, that's not for naught. See, a guy is different. The guy who's a Jew and he's rejected it. So what do you say? He didn't come into the Mikdash. He knows about the Mikdash. He's a Jew. He's accepted and rejected the Torah. So now we say it's going to be some magical transformation. He's rejected the Torah. Now you just come to the Mikdash and it's going to change him totally. He's rejected the whole thing. But a guy who hasn't rejected it, he's just an Ovid Zara. He's just a guy. So now he's come to the Mikdash, he'll be drawn in. Wow, this is unbelievable. This guy's stuff is really cool. There's good ideas here. There's Avodah Zarah Hashem. This is unbelievable. Right? It's much more likely, you could argue, that he had the same reason why we accept it from a Jew who's violated some mitzvah, still do tshuva. You could say it applies by a guy. Right? That's one possibility. Another possible answer is that, maybe even if not, and this I think is a little bit of a more of a reach, but there's a kiyum of the Beis HaMikdash, like the Shlomo HaMelech talks about, like when he dedicated the Mikdash, he talks about this will be like there's not a Beis HaMikdash Tefillah Yikarei L'chol HaAmim, that the Mikdash is a place of Tefillah for everybody. And there's an idea, this is the place which is Miyuchad for Avodas Hashem, and it's like, insofar as the nations of the world recognize that and offer Kavanos LaHashem, that's a Kiddush Hashem. It's like it's a recognition, it's a Kiddush Hashem that other nations are recognizing this as the proper place of worship of God, and recognizing this this method of endorsing this as a method of avoda, you know. So there's an idea. So it could be is that, because if you say the idea is that you can't bring karbanos for naught. It's like if it's designed in the mikdash simply to bring karban because you want to. So by a Jew, he can't do as he wants to, has to be Kadesh Yasser Tshuva, has to be Shaykh to Tshuva, to bring him to a higher level. But by a guy, maybe there's an altogether different Kiyam in the Gayim and the Umos Olam bring Kavanos to the Mikdash, which is the Kiddush Hashem, that this is the Makom of Avodah for the world. But that Kiyam doesn't exist for a Jew, and I'm from Jew, who's bringing the Kavan. I mean, that's not, he's a Jew. For a Jew, of course, he's bringing Kavan to the Mikdash, he's a Jew. So there's no kiyum of Kiddush Hashem in that regard. So maybe you'll say is that by a guy, even if he's not doing tshuva, there's a separate kiyum which makes it not for naught. It makes it therefore not a bizayim. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's kind of out of left field though, because there's no indication that it's because of that or anything. You know, I feel like the tshuva one is more, at least the sugya is talking about tshuva. You know. So therefore, you could say is it's a mechalik within the Jews, it's a type of Jew where there's no reason to bring it. But by a guy in general, there's always that possibility. We can reach a guy, right? We can reach a guy simply by showing him the Torah. Reaching a Jew is by causing him to do tshuva. But doing tshuva depends who he is. If his guy's already rejected it, it's a whole different thing. There's no assumption like that. Yeah. Okay.